Employees can deliver service to people in four major ways: face-to-face interaction, phone calls, written communications, including email, and mobile app service. Businesses usually use all four delivery methods in some way, but some workers focus on just one. This can increase efficiency. Face-to-face interaction usually happens in brick-and-mortar stores and takes a lot of time, starting with greeting the shopper at the door. Workers ask if they can help in some way, and even if the customer says no, they stay available just in case a need develops. When he leaves, workers typically thank him for his business and tell him to have a good day. Phone assistance usually happens in a company call center. Employees who answer the phones often have to deal with very repetitive issues, which can be boring. People also usually call only when they have a problem and are upset, so workers have to stay calm from the beginning and use whatever techniques they can to make the caller feel more comfortable. Pressure is high to answer as many questions or fix as many problems as possible. Written help can be difficult to provide, simply because putting statements in writing can make them more legally binding. As with phone service, letters or emails have to be concise, and writers have to be aware of the connotations of what they are saying. Companies usually want workers to answer email contacts very quickly, with some businesses having 24-hour response policies. With the proliferation of smartphones, customer service is increasingly centered on the mobile experience. The key to meeting the evolving needs of customers will be customer service mobile apps. This means accessing support via whatever channel the customer uses on their mobile device, such as telephone, social media, text, or live chat. And it's important to not only respond quickly to customer service requests, measured in seconds rather than minutes, but to make sure responses and help are personalized.